Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on AM 790 KNST. And we are broadcasting live from one of the epicenters of happiness here across southern Arizona. We're going to be talking about tacos, and we're going to be talking about tequila, and we're going to be talking about salsa, and we're going to be talking about all of the basic food groups for the full hour as we count down the days until the annual Salsa and Tequila Challenge, brought to you by our good friends from SACA, affectionately known as the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance. We're broadcasting live from Blanco's Tacos and Tequila right here in La Encantada on the northwest corner of Skyline and Campbell. And our good friend Brian Lapham has dialed up some great specials for you. Join us for the broadcast, and you can get half-price Mexican beers, half-price margaritas, half-price select starters, even half-price Brian Lapham. Well, there's only so much Brian to go around. But anyway, it is salsa and tequila to the max, fellow foodies here at Blanco Tacos and Tequila. Join us for this delicious broadcast. Now, to help us get ready for this big moment that's happening a week from today up at La Encantada, again, the SACA Salsa and Tequila Challenge, there's a woman in this community that knows a little bit about salsa and tequila in her own right. She's the development director from SACA herself. The lovely Liz Stern is with us.
Why, hello, everybody. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. We couldn't do this party without you. Are you kidding me?
A party it's going to be, too. We're really excited.
We're going to be lining up some tequila. We're going to be lining up some salsa, and we're just going in.
And we're carting ourselves home. I like this.
I can see that each of us brought our significant others.
We did.
Designated drivers.
Absolutely. Always important to keep in mind.
Very, very good. Well, before we get into the nitty-gritty and all the great, delicious details on this event that's happening, again, Saturday, August the 16th, up at La Encantada, this organization, the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance, really is such a great community partner. It brings us this event and a host of other delicious events throughout the year. Give our listeners a sense of what SACA is all about.
Absolutely. So I think a lot of people know us for various signature events that we host throughout the year, Salsa Tequila being one of them, but we really are truly a nonprofit organization that has so much more in our repertoire. So we're a nonprofit here in Tucson dedicated to the preservation, expansion, and creation of arts and cultural engagement within our community.
Great.
So we do over 150 events annually.
Oh,
everything.
My gosh.
We're busy.
150?
We're busy. Everything from culinary to we do fashion shows, musical concert series, art festivals, and so much more. Some different arms of our organization where our monies really go towards is, of course, arts education and local school systems, which is so important. And then we've also developed over the last year a comprehensive therapeutic arts program that we facilitate at the Veterans Administration, as well as the state home and other assisted living facilities in Southern Arizona.
Wonderful. You know, it's, I love the leadership that you occupy here in Southern Arizona, because let's face it, when it comes to budget cuts, especially in the schools, it's the arts programs
always
that are at the top of the list.
Always.
So where would we be? I'm a product of arts education in 2USD right here in Southern Arizona, and I don't know where I would be without that background, and you sort of fill that gap and really help to enrich and revive the arts and appreciation right here in town.
Definitely. I think that we're able to expose the arts in some non-threatening environments. For example, some people going to the symphony, when they think of the arts, you know, and engaging in the arts, it's, oh, I'm going to go to a symphony concert. But it's so much more than that. It's culinary events. It's car shows. It's fashion. I mean, arts is really an all-encompassing term, and I think that you can integrate the arts into so many different facets of life to just truly enrich everyone's livelihoods and happiness.
Well, our listeners are all about enriched livelihoods. I can guarantee
tequila
you that.
Tequila helps with that.
Tequila helps. Hashtag. Our first hashtag of the broadcast.
Tequila helps.
Liz Stern says tequila helps. For any of our listeners, again, that want to learn a little bit more about SACA, the programs, perhaps, you know, consider opportunities to maybe volunteer for some of your programs, how can they find you online?
We have a great new developed website that has all kinds of information about the programmatic arms, all of our upcoming events, volunteer opportunities, and that website is www.saca.org.
Okay, and SACA is SAACA?
Correct.
.org.
Much easier than Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance.
Yeah, your webmaster would have discouraged that.
Exactly.
But anyway, August the 16th, Saturday, right up here at La Encantada, one of our favorite venues for an event like this, the annual Salsa and Tequila Challenge. I mean, I'm quivering knowing what is before the two of us and all of Southern Arizona at this event. Give our listeners a sense of what this event is all about.
Sure. So the anticipation is killing me as well. I cannot wait. Just a few more days to till everyone unveils their great concoctions. So this is the fourth year for Salsa Tequila. The Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona and our organization got together 4 years ago and said, how can we collaborate on a truly amazing community event? The Community Food Bank, you know, amazing, amazing nonprofit organization.
Yes.
They receive hundreds and hundreds of pounds of food donations every year. However, monetary donations aren't always as strong, and they need those funds to for their overhead, for the warehousing, for the transportation of food, etc.
Sure.
So we came together. We said, let's do this culinary event here at La Encantada, where we integrate some of, you know, Southern Arizona's most signature dishes and libations. When you think of Southern Arizona, you have to think of salsa. And, of course, now you think of typically it's a margarita. But we really wanted to push chefs outside of their comfort zones
right.
to develop. It's a tequila-based non-margarita drink.
Yeah, so don't you dare,
mixologists, don't you dare.
Even think about coming to this event and entering in a margarita into the competition because they are prohibited.
Absolutely. So we are pushing everyone to their creative capacities. I think the culinary scene in Tucson is so amazing and so just creative and collaborative that they're going to come up with some amazing, amazing drinks.
So how many restaurants are participating in this event?
We have over 40 participants this year.
Just so give me a punch card and start at A and work my way down.
Exactly. So we have a wide array, everyone from local resorts to the casino to some of your smaller locally owned businesses. We have Boca, we have El Cisne, El Saborito. So it really runs the gamut. And it's not all just traditional Mexican restaurants. There's a lot of creative, non-traditional Mexican restaurants that participate, which makes the event so much better.
A lot of fun. We're actually going to be talking to four of the brave contestants that have said they think they have what it takes to walk away as the victor for the Salsa and Tequila Challenge. And we're going to be talking to them throughout the broadcast. In about two more minutes we have before our first commercial break, it's sort of an open-air, outside, alfresco kind of experience. You sort of wander through the courtyards of La Encantada, tasting the salsas, tasting the beverages. How is that sort of laid out?
Sure. So we utilize the upper-lower level of the main courtyard area, and what you'll see as you meander throughout the event, we will have, of course, there's salsa samplings, there will be tequila samplings, there's menu pairings that complement those tequila samplings. We also have over a dozen distributors who are going to be sampling just straight tequila shooters. So that's always a fun time as well. We also have a partnership with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Foundation. They are doing a piñata raffle this year.
Oh, I love it.
It's really great. So they'll feature over a dozen locally decorated piñatas that will be raffled off during the evening, and they're fascinating. They're gorgeous. Last year, they were one of the biggest hits of the event. So.
Lots of entertainment, great music, amazing salsas, completely standout tequila-based cocktails, all at the annual Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance Salsa and Tequila Challenge, Saturday, August the 16th at La Encantada. People are going to want to know how to get tickets. How can they get tickets today? Because I know this is always a sellout.
Sure. People can, of course, get tickets through our website, SACA.org. We always encourage that. If you'd like to call and purchase tickets, you can dial in to 520-797-3959. Extension 0 and purchase tickets via phone Tuesday through Friday for that one. We also have an Arizona Daily Star giveaway going on through Facebook. So if you want to go onto our Facebook page, we're just /SACA, and you can sign up there to win some free tickets, which is always a great time.
Love it. Absolutely. Well, you've made me hungry, and you've
me
made
too.
Me thirsty, and we've got some good friends in this community that are going to do a thing or two about that to sort of libate and to feed us with great love and great compassion. So we're going to take a quick commercial break now and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to my good friend Brian Lapham from Blanco Tacos and Tequila. He thinks he has what it takes to walk away the champion. We'll be the judge of that right here. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
He wasn't mad, was he? Oh,
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here at Blanco Tacos and Tequila. Of course, up at La Encantada on the northwest corner of Skyline and Campbell. I'm here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the development director for Sokka, Liz Stern.
Hello, hello.
Staring down some goodies here.
I'm getting hungry.
A spectrum of goodness here at Blanco. And what better segue when you're thinking about goodness to look to our next guest. He makes things all happen here at Blanco up at La Encantada, the general manager and my very good friend, Brian Lapham is back. How you doing, Brian?
I'm great, Matt. Thank you.
So, you know, happy hour at Blanco. I mean, does it get any better than this?
It doesn't. It's the best time to come up to Blanco.
Seriously, I mean, we're just surrounded by this great energy, this great vibe. Not to mention, sir, half-price Mexican beers, half-price margaritas, half-price select starters.
Absolutely.
You know, you're going to be, your profit potential is at risk with me in the house. Anyway, talk about Blanco. What's going on up here these days?
So Blanco right now is, we're getting prepared for the Salsa Tequila Challenge. We have a couple great, we have a great cocktail and a great salsa that we hope takes it.
Yeah. I mean, so. The look, you have the look of confidence in your eyes.
Well, I mean, it's a great, I really love the salsa and I really love the drink. So.
And it's a pink drink, which will go over well with the ladies.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. And I don't think it threatens my masculinity.
No,
I mean,
absolutely
I'm very
not.
Comfortable and confident hoisting a pink beverage to my palate.
Yeah, it looks great.
Some would say you got the home court advantage here, though, Brian Lapham. I mean, Blanco, La Encantada, this is the destination for the event. You're feeling a little cocky?
Cocky, not so much. I mean, there's a lot of talent out there, so I'm just hoping to at least get up there, top three.
Okay. Well, you know what? You got a lot of people in this room that are pulling for you. What is the salsa that you're going to be entering in this year's competition?
So the salsa we're calling Fire, and it's a roasted habanero, jalapeno, and Fresno chili salsa. It has a little bit of orange juice in it to kind of bring some sweetness, but we're entering the spicy category. So it has flavor and it has heat, but it's not too much heat to where you can't keep eating it.
Beautiful.
So it's a great salsa.
Okay.
And it's nice and light for the summertime. I love the infusion of fruits into salsas, things like that, to keep it nice and fresh during this lovely 110-degree weather that we have here.
Exactly. Okay, so we're going to try the salsa. Then I want you to try tell us a little bit about this cocktail. So I've actually brought some tasting spoons. Liz, feel free to dig into the chip. I like to do a naked tasting if it doesn't offend, you know.
Means.
It's a family
do.
Show, Liz. anyway, so here's the beautiful salsa. And then talk a little bit about this lovely fruit.
Okay, so
for.
Our cocktail is using...
Oh, this is for the cocktail.
Yes, okay. So our cocktail is using chamoy. And chamoy is something that's used in border towns along the United States and Mexico. And they use it on fresh fruit, pineapple, watermelon, mango, jicama. So I wanted to bring that out so you could taste it how it's normally served.
Okay.
So in the
So
in the cocktail, we use the chamoy, watermelon, pineapple. We muddle it. And then we add our sour and our tequila, shake it. And we put a little... chili lime salt on the rim. So
beautiful.
The drink is kind of sweet, and then the chili lime salt brings the a little bit of spice and salt to kind of balance the drink.
Okay, I have just had the inaugural bite of the Fire. Have you had it, Liz?
It's a little spicy, but it's amazing.
Right.
For me, it is like bullseye.
Okay? Layered with
beautiful.
So much flavor.
I like heat, but it's not smacky around the face. You know, but it's the beautiful, robust kind of earthiness of all those peppers working together. So you're not just tasting the habanero or just tasting the Fresno. It's almost this new taste experience that's coming together with all those peppers that it's done thoughtfully and intentionally. Now, is Eddie Coronado behind this salsa?
Absolutely, Eddie, 100%.
Eddie Coronado, one of the good guys in this community. That is a great salsa. I think you stand a pretty good chance of doing fairly well with this one.
Well, I'll let Eddie know.
There is some fire on that salsa, and if you like it hot and not overwhelmingly and abusively hot, this is a great salsa. I love it. All right, I'm going in. And I'm almost thinking it's not a coincidence that you paired this flavor profile of the cocktail to sort of balance
Correct.
The heat from that salsa.
Correct.
Uh-oh.
That's
there
really
it is.
Good. It pairs so well.
Okay, that's setting the bar pretty high.
It is.
The fresh fruit flavor in that cocktail. And it's a chamoy.
Chamoy,
dark
yes.
chamoy. I've never even heard of that.
So it's a salty, sweet, sour chili syrup. And they put it all over their fruits down there, and they eat it just right off fruit. You should try this. I mean, it's phenomenal.
So, sometimes you have a week left. You're kind of still working out the kinks. You're still trying to dusting things off. Don't do a thing to this cocktail. I'm actually going to try a little bit of that the dust on the rim. which works beautifully. Again, just beautifully chilly in the lime and the tartness, the wonderful fresh fruit. And what sort of tequila are you using in here again, Ryan?
We're using a Jose Cuervo Tradicional.
Beautiful. Okay, what say you on contestant number one, Liz Stern?
I think it's absolutely phenomenal. You guys really outdid yourself this year. And I do have to just give a brief little shout-out to Blanco and Fox Restaurants in general. They're such great supporters of the community. They do so many great, great charity events throughout the year, and we're really appreciative of our partnership with them.
What a beautiful thing to say. A collective hat tip to all of our good friends at Fox Restaurant Concepts. You know, is there an event, a culinary event in Tucson, Liz, that Fox is not a part of?
There really isn't. I mean, they are out there in the community 100 million percent, and we couldn't be more grateful or appreciative.
Exactly. And I could not be more grateful or appreciative for, Brian Lapham arriving in my life, or in my lap, I should say, because wherever Brian goes, wherever Eddie Coronado goes, goodness follows and manifests. Again, this salsa is called Fire. It's roasted habaneros, jalapenos, Fresno, a little orange juice and spice, and this gorgeous tequila-based cocktail with this chamoy, with the lovely watermelon, chili lime salt. Okay, man, I think you might have the goods. You do have a line of competitors are kind of rolling their eyes, saying, oh, you just wait until you have. Well, we have to prepare, Liz and Matt. But anyway, Brian Lapham from Blanco Tacos and Tequila up here at La Encantada. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thanks for having me, Matt. Appreciate it.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank another sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to one of the most talked about titans of tacos in Tucson, Maria Mezon from Boca. You don't want to miss this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour at Blanco Tacos and Tequila. Of course, right up here at La Encantada on the northwest corner of Skyline and Campbell. Half-price Mexican beers, half-price margaritas, half-price select starters. We are celebrating the one-week countdown to the Saca Salsa and Tequila Challenge. And here talking with us about this event is the Director of Development for Saca herself, Liz Stern. Having a good time with some tequila and salsa so far.
Having a great time so far.
Well, I'm really excited about our next guest. You know, she's certainly no stranger to this show, and she is no stranger to our audience. She is the most talked about titan of tacos in Tucson, Maria Mezon from Boca.
Hola.
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 Hola. ¿Qué tal?
¿Cómo estás?
I mean, muy bien.
Muy bien.
Bueno.
There you go, gringo.
Muy salsa.
Más o menos.
Más o menos.
Más o menos.
It's an honor, as always, to be here with you guys.
I appreciate that the honor is mutual, but it's also a coup because you're one of the busiest ladies in this community.
Right.
And it's so hard. You know, you got to, like, navigate, Liz. You got to navigate this like, maze of publicists and agents. And you finally
Come
get
on.
To Maria, and she lights up the room
she's
whenever
she's
here.
She's a superstar, but she's humble, and we appreciate
superstar.
That. I just came from my son's birthday party.
And you brought me a goodie bag.
Yeah.
Well,
it was his idea, a Yoda and RTD2 goodie bag.
So let's.
But there you go.
How old is he today? We want to
six.
Talk? And can we mention his name?
Yeah, Rene.
Rene.
He's right there.
Rene, Yay! Happy birthday to Rene. He's six
Yay!
Years old today.
With his Darth Vader
and
everything.
Darth Vader.
Man, making mama proud.
Yes.
Anyway, you guys just went through a bit of a renovation there on the patio at
yes.
Boca. What's going on out there?
The city did a bus pullout, so they. They took a couple of weeks, you know, to revamp Boca and the patio, but we're good to go. We're ready for the school semester.
Amen, sister.
I'm seeing those U-Hauls, and I'm like, yay, praise the Lord. And, you know, just getting ready. And for a week, I'm still brainstorming for what I'm going to do for next week. I would love to mention that Saca is the, in my humble opinion, one of the best events in Tucson. I met Liz actually 4 or 5 years ago when you guys did the first star.
I stalked her incessantly to do the first salsa tequila. I had to sell her on it.
And I'm like, heck yeah. And I remember we were trapped in that space.
Blue
there.
Point. Blue Point.
And Blue Point. So I started there and 3 years later. And then last year I got the best People's Choice.
Yes.
And then I got best presentation. So I got two trophies. In my mantle right there.
And I went on YouTube today and I checked out a little a film montage of last year's event. And, you know, you hoisting that trophy in the air with your arm straight up to the sky. I love it.
It of course, whoever says that, oh, you know, it's about participating and blah, blah, blah. It's your ego.
Right.
You know.
I understand.
And this is what
tell
I
me
do.
About ego.
And this is what I do is tequila and salsa. And what Boca is doing this year,
it's, yes, defending our titles, but it's also bringing respect what the tequila
beautiful
tequila should be, you know. And I and Liz told me, oh, name your salsa. So I named my salsas. The first one is Frida Kahlo.
Say it again.
Frida Kahlo.
Beautiful.
Frida Kahlo, it will be the complex, you know, original Mexican salsa, but also is going to bring that surprise where Frida Kahlo used to be.
Beautiful.
And the Reina de Corazones, you know, when you tell the ingredients what people is, it's pretty much the Queen of Hearts. So as soon as you taste it, it's going to, you know, make it try it again and again and again.
That's
and
what
again.
I like yeah. about
yeah, so tell us a little bit about your drink this year. I'm curious. She's always on the forefront for something amazing.
My drink, I'm respecting the tequila this time. I named my drink Zapata, you know, the General Zapata. And I took a twist on an old, what I call the gringo drink. And but I took an homage, what the drink, in my eyes, the gringo drink represent, and what Zapata is. So I brought a very, very good tequila this year. And it's actually, I'm going to give it away a little bit. It's aged in bourbon barrels.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm bringing very sophisticated drink when you can not just sip it. You can drink it all night long. And that's the misunderstanding about tequila. Tequila is either a shot
right.
or something, you know, I don't know, with the herbs or
right,
this
exactly.
herb or this lime or this citrus. I am, you
you're,
know.
You're keeping the tequila honest this
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
Keeping
them
honest.
Beautiful.
And he's going to laugh because all I thought it was about my drink and a cigar.
Yeah.
And he's a cigar connoisseur.
Atta girl. Atta
so that's
girl.
What I did this year.
That sounds beautiful.
And hopefully, you know, it pays off. It doesn't. You know, you help the community. You get the name out.
Exactly. Well, I love the fact that you're bringing a tequila that's been aged in bourbon barrels because you're going to get that lovely spirit of the agave with some oak coming off of those charred bourbon barrels. That's going to be exquisite. Now, what do you think judges are really looking for this year, Maria? I mean, what do you think is...
I got scared when I heard it's like over 40 participants, and I'm like, holy moly. You always think about, you know, the guy next door. You know, oh, what are they going to serve? Well, you know... Today I decided it's like, okay, I'm here to impress the people and the judges and impress myself. Because if you don't impress yourself, see you later, alligator.
Yeah, and I've had some food with you before, and I have been there, and I have had a box seat for when you have a wonderful culinary moment, and it is. It's this surround sound experience that you have, and I just dig it.
No, I just like what I do, and like I said, I know Liz for 4 or 5 years ago, and I like what Saka's doing. I like the word salsa and tequila.
Yes.
You know, they bring respect to two ingredients that make Mexico, you know. And, yes, we're in Tucson, and everybody can whip a salsa or open a can of tomatoes and call it a salsa. It's about to the chefs or to us or to whomever, you know, to impress and show the judges what our restaurants are about.
Beautiful.
And I just told you, it's like Boca, Tacos, and Tequila, it's about bringing salsa and tequila to another level.
Beautiful. So we are going to be looking forward to the Frida Kahlo, if I'm saying that right, the Zapata, if I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
Where's Boca located for anybody in our listening audience that might not know?
Boca is located in 828 East Speedway between Euclid and Parkway in the heart of the U of A.
Perfect. Look for the pink lips.
Yes, please.
And look for that new patio, one of my favorite patios in Tucson.
Thank
you. Go out there, have a cigar, some tequila, watch the pedestrians go by. I love it. And I love you, Maria Maison.
Likewise.
Good luck to you next Saturday.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick Fox News break and thank another couple of sponsors. When we come back, the fun continues with George Ferranti from El Cisne. You don't want to miss 1 minute. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep from the heart of happiness at Blanco Tacos and Tequila. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, everybody. Oh, shucks. I am the color of the chamoy that Brian brought over. But anyway, we're broadcasting live from Blanco up at La Encantada, enjoying happy hour, half-price Mexican beers, half-price margaritas, half-price select starters, and half-price Liz Stern from Saka. What a deal that is. We're here talking about the salsa and tequila challenge that is happening next week, August the 16th, right up here at La Encantada. And we are tasting our way through some very big and bold and brave contestants that think they have what it takes to walk away the victor with the best tequila-based cocktail in Tucson and the best salsa. And here's a guy who swings into town, and he thinks he's got it all wrapped up from a great restaurant over there on Sunrise and Swan, representing El Cisne, George Ferranti is here. George, how are you?
Well, good afternoon, Matt. It's great to have me on the show, and we're just happy to be here tasting the salsas that we've prepared for the event. Today, we're going to be entering a traditional salsa, which we won last year, and also we're going to be presenting an alternative salsa. It is a mango and watermelon infusion. It's a very tasty salsa for the summer. We call it Cisne Summer Salsa.
Cisne Summer. Beautiful. I love when you alliterate.
It's very colorful.
It really is. And, you know, presentation and aesthetics is really as equally as important as what a salsa tastes like, right?
Most definitely is. If you can't see what you're eating and it looks beautiful, it's not going to go in your mouth. We present it with a cinnamon and sugar chip. So it is very tasty, a little sweet, but has a kick at the end.
Oh, so you're at this. So the cinnamon sugar chip is not kind of a chaser or a dessert. You actually intended to use this chip to go with this salsa.
Most definitely.
Okay, this is interesting to me now.
Yes.
Things just got really cool. All right, so talk a little bit about this salsa again.
The salsa has some traditional flavors of garlic, cilantro, salt, pepper, but it has the very twist of summer. Mango, watermelon as a tomato. It has a little spice of chipotle, so that gives it the edge that you're going to see afterwards on
That's
the end
really
of the palate.
I love the fresh fruits that are coming in the salsas this year. I mean, this is a time of year where they're abundant. Why not use them in a salsa?
It's interesting, not to give away the theme of this year, but I've noticed with a lot of participant entries, summertime goodies are really popular this year. Everything from lots of fruit infusions to Jell-O to popsicles, milkshakes.
Delicious.
So I love the creativity.
Absolutely.
Here at El Cisne Restaurant, we have just the freshest ingredients, grade one produce. Everything is as fresh as possible it can be. We make everything from scratch at El Cisne, and we're just happy to be delighted to produce such a fresh product that the public.
Beautiful. So you took
traditional challenge, that's Cisne Salsa de la Casa.
Yes.
It's a very traditional tomato-based salsa. We're also entering that again this year and hoping to take away the crown once and again.
And you won last year, and it was your first year.
I was just going to say that. It was their first year, and I was so excited. It's so great to see people who enter for the first year and win.
Yes, especially in Tucson where, I mean, salsas are celebrated wildly, and you walk in, and you nail it on your first go.
Well, it might have been our first year at the Saca event, but it is our 20th year being in the restaurant business
yes.
in Tucson, Arizona.
Glad you brought that up.
From our previous location of La Placita Cafe, we owned that for 18 years, and we have a year and a half here at El Cisne. So we have four of our original cooks carrying on that tradition.
Love it. Yes. And I know golf plays a big tradition in your family now. Are you able to hit the ball with Dad every now and then?
Well, I've been playing golf ever since I was able to walk. But I've really managed to spend most of my time in the restaurant business, and it's taken quite a bit of time for that. But we still do hit the ball occasionally.
Love it. Yeah, I love El Cisne. I mean, it literally is across the street from my office. So you bring something fun right to the corner of Sunrise and Swan. For that, we thank you.
Well, don't forget to come over on happy hour so we can introduce you to our tequila-based drink. It is a jicama cucumber infusion. We have a new product that we're infusing for the tequila. It is a 100% blue agave salsa blue. So it is a very special call tequila that we use in all of our house cocktails.
That's really good, and I think jicama is definitely a unique ingredient. We don't get a whole lot of jicama submissions.
Yeah, I wanted to ask him if I heard him correctly. So, you know, only George Ferrante can get away with putting jicama in a cocktail.
So the traditional Mexican term is jamaica. And
I stand corrected.
Very flesh. Well, I think I said jicama, too, for our,
for
us,
our gringo audience. So walk me through again the ingredients in this cocktail, because this is spectacular.
Well, we have, for the triple sec, we use a Patron Citronage, which is a very top-shelf orange liqueur. We use a 100% blue agave salsa tequila. We use a Partida agave nectar.
Beautiful.
It's straight from the cactus juice. And then the fresh jicama or jamaica flowers, well, also the infusion of cucumber.
And making it refreshing, making it, a little bit sweet, but not overwhelmingly so. It's a very affectionate kind of cocktail. And that's the word. I mean, I think I've fallen in love all over again.
You can tell by the color. It is very sweet.
Beautiful.
Pinkish purple. It is our Cisne Morada.
You know, my wife is looking. She's sitting right next to me, and she says, "Wait, you've fallen in love all over again? He's left me for a cocktail." How troubling that must be for you, honey. But anyway, George Ferranti with El Cisne Restaurant on Sunrise and Swan. I think you're going to do very, very well this year. I think you have brought out some creativity. I think you brought out some innovation. You certainly have brought out recipes that are all about telling a story. And let's be frank. I mean, isn't a great cocktail and great food really all about a great story and a great experience?
Well, thank you very much. And we just carry on the tradition as we go forward, and we're going to be around for quite a number of years in Tucson, Arizona.
Beautiful. How can people find out more about you? And you mentioned a great happy hour, but how can people find you?
We are at elcisnerestaurant.com. You can email us at elcisnetucson@gmail.com. Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare. Check in on any of those. You'll receive a special.
Oh.
We have happy hour from 3 to 6 every day.
Beautiful. George Ferranti from El Cisne Restaurant on Sunrise and Swan. All the best to you, sir, on Saturday, August the 16th. We'll be seeing you then.
Thank you very much, Matt, and we'll hope to attend everybody at Saka event.
Absolutely. All right. Anyway, George Ferranti from El Cisne. Now, we're looking for Luke Hannibal. Where is Luke? I have not seen. Where is Luke? Is Luke down there?
He's coming. Right.
Yeah, he's signing autographs. You know, I mean, he's like getting rid of the paparazzi.
He's famous.
So I'm going to ask you, George, to hand Luke the headset. And then, Luke, we're going to ask you to sit down and do this transition. This is live radio.
It is. And I mean, I will say, though, this is Wilco's first year participating. So we're so excited to have them on board.
Beautiful.
Luke and Ian with Wilco.
Absolutely.
I cannot wait to see. I know Luke's been in the, you know, mixology scene for a very long time.
He certainly has. And, you know, and our listeners are certainly no stranger to Luke Hannibal. I mean, last time, you know, we had Luke on the show a few months ago. And he was doing well with all kinds of cocktails. You know what? Wherever he goes, he walks up to the table, and he's just shaking the cocktail in a mason jar.
Everywhere.
Do you do that everywhere you go, Luke?
I do.
If you do, you're a popular guy.
You know, we just love Wilco. You know, I think one of sort of the first, you know, sort of gastropub kind of experiences to hit Mangate Square, the sort of the great destination for great cocktails and entertainment. Talk a little bit about what's going on at Wilco these days, Luke.
Well, Wilco's doing great. The streetcar was a really exciting weekend for us. We put out a new cocktail menu a few weeks ago. Our chef, Ian Sugarman's been putting on, like, you know, a new entree maybe every other week. So the menu keeps rotating and changing, staying exciting.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Love everything Wilco is about. And, again, where exactly is it located for people that might not know?
Wilco's on University and Park right outside the main gate.
Okay, beautiful. Main Gate Square, you know, four sides of fun? Four corners of fun.
Four corners.
Four corners of fun. And four sides
all
of fun.
Yeah.
Right there. Everything is happening in Main Gate Square. So, now this is your first year competing in this competition?
This is.
Okay. So, I mean, what's going through your mind? So, why does Luke Hannibal at Wilco think he has what it takes? Now, you are surrounded by people that have been making salsas and cocktails in this community for decades.
Okay.
Why are you the winner this year, do you think?
Well,
besides the mason jar.
So, yeah.
Because I'm making drinks all the time.
And I'm drinking all the time.
Well,
what a remarkable coincidence.
Put this in front of you.
Okay, so what's going on here, Luke?
This is a mezcal cocktail that we're making with a little bit of toddy concentrate from XO Roscoe, which we love. It's really bright and fruity. And to that, we're adding fresh cherry juice and a little bit of reduced Chardonnay. Lemon juice and raw sugar. So
beautiful.
We hope that it's sort of like smoky, fruity, delicate, not overbearing. We didn't want to do a sour. We wanted something with a little more finesse. Almost more like wine-ish or sangria-ish.
I love the color of it because it's dark, but it's light and fresh tasting and fruity.
And the way
it's a dark cocktail.
Right, and it's our first cocktail that we've tried today that it's not served on the rocks. I mean, it's served up, it's served neat, it's served beautiful. And it almost it has the hue, as Liz was saying, it has the hue. Oh, and he's doing something. Oh,
I'm going to
add
this.
Rock sugar on top.
This is Chardonnay rock candy.
Of course it is, Luke. Just another day at Wilco. He brings Chardonnay rock candy to the broadcast.
Do you take those everywhere that you go? Because I will follow.
It's just for
Matt. So what's protocol with the rock candy? Do I submerge that in the cocktail?
I think, yes, I would submerge it. And then
it's getting happy now.
You know, let it loosen up a little bit.
Okay, so it looks like I'm about to bring a craft beer. I mean, it's got that hue.
It does,
Yes, and it actually has a little bit of a head on it. Interesting, from the shaking.
Indeed.
It's like dinner and a show at Wilco. Okay, as I'm taking my first commemorative sip here, talk about mezcal. Why mezcal? On the agave spectrum, there's many spirits. What is it about mezcal that you said was necessary for this drink?
Well, mezcal, probably most importantly, the agave hearts are pit roasted in the earth, so it's smoky like a scotch rather than tequila, in which the agave hearts are baked in stainless steel ovens. So you have a lot of smoke and earth character that you don't get in tequila. And I think also a certain, like, salinity. So we want, again, to do the more delicate cocktail with kind of secondary flavors. Earth, smoke, stone fruit, those things.
Earth and smoke is exactly what this cocktail is all about. It is representative of those elements, those native elements. This is an honest-to-goodness spectacular cocktail, Luke.
Well, thank you.
And I love smoke. I love smoking my food. I love smoking my cocktail. I love to smoke an occasional cigar. This is like having all three of them in a glass.
Cheers. Well, we're
so
glad you enjoyed it.
What are you calling this cocktail?
We are calling it the Tequila Mockingbird,
nice.
Which is this pun that we just can't get over at Wilco. I think we'll find a way to use it.
It's very creative.
Most often.
Very creative. Now, I'm going to see how the – oh, yeah, it is actually beginning to kind of loosen up the Chardonnay rock candy, as we called it.
You know, the props really do sell some of these drinks, too. I mean, the rock candy – makes that drink much more memorable.
Peter Wilkie will not stand for anything pedestrian at Wilco, right? I mean, this has to be, you have to be the pace car for everything on the cocktail and the culinary side. So this is a great cocktail. I think your guys are going to do really well. The flavor profile of the smoke coming through that mezcal is beautiful. Now you've got chefs lining up wanting to have a taste of this. But anyway, this is great. Now, you're also entering the salsa competition as well this year?
We are.
Okay.
Ian has decided to keep our recipe kind of secret. We still have two beta recipes that we're working on.
A couple of beta recipes.
Okay, but you have the name. You have the name, right?
We don't have the name.
I received a name.
You want?
We do have the name. Kimchi by the Sea.
Kimchi by the Sea, and I was so intrigued.
There's a little bit of a tease
what
there.
What could that be?
Okay, so we're talking. Yeah, I mean, Ian, you want to come on? Strap on that headset and talk confidently about your kimchi, my friend. So, Chef Ian.
Hello.
Nice to see you, sir.
Yeah,
okay,
nice to be here.
Okay, so you're being a little coy.
Yeah,
okay?
You know,
everybody else is telling their story, and you want to hold things back.
You know, this is our first time in the competition. We're trying to keep it a little close to the chest.
I understand and I respect that. Okay, kimchi by the sea. So there's got to be some Korean influence there. Do you bury your salsa underground for 6 months before it comes up for air? Give us an idea of the story behind the name.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not quite that deep, but we definitely have some international influence. You know, I just don't have that much of a background with salsa, so I knew we really had to do something very left field. You know, we had to come out here and do something that hopefully will be pretty unique but delicious as well.
That's what makes this event so phenomenal, though, is all of these restaurants that just test their creative capacities and come up with a kimchi-based salsa. I just love it.
Absolutely, and that is just such a Southern Arizona thing, right? And such a Wilco.
We're crafty here. We're very crafty.
Totally crafty. Another hashtag. That's two in an hour.
I'm on a roll.
By the way, Chef Ian, so what did you start thinking about your what the canvas was going to look like when you were creating that salsa? I know you got a couple of betas, but was this a couple of months ago? Have you been thinking about this all year? I mean, how are the creative juices flowing?
No, we just decided to enter the competition about a month ago, if that. So Luke came and said he wanted to do it, and I was like, all right, well, I guess I got to figure something out. And we went through some different kind of maybe even crazier ideas. I was thinking about doing some pickled pork tongue stuff and some weird stuff, but
He asked, can I put some meat in the salsa? And I said, well, I suppose if you want to put meat in the salsa.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the first question was kind of like, what are the guidelines of what makes a salsa? And then, but I feel like this is a good balance of something that hopefully will be original, unique, but it will still register as salsa.
Beautiful. Well, people are going to be coming up and lining up at your booth at the Salsa and Tequila Challenge to get their heads around kimchi by the sea. You have all of our great blessings and best of luck as you gin up for this great event. We'll see you next Saturday for our first tasting of this great cocktail. Let's wrap up with Luke here for just a second, so if you could just
hand
Chef Ian from Wilco, making all kinds of friends here. So, Luke, I got to ask you one more time.
Yes.
You got to walk through this cocktail again for me. I mean, I'm rarely rendered speechless. This cocktail comes darn near. Talk again about what you've used in this cocktail. This is beautiful.
So the base spirit is mezcal.
Yes.
But we pulled it back a little bit. So a typical margarita spec might be two parts base alcohol to one part sour to one part sweet. This is more of an equal parts drink. As we said, we want it to be little more quaffable, a little more subtle, a little not powerful, not punching you in the face. So it's mezcal, just a touch of tequila, and then equal parts of fresh cherry juice, which brings this really nice brightness. The fruit doesn't overwhelm, but it brings nice brightness and acidity to the cocktail. Some toddy concentrate, so cold brew coffee concentrate from XO Resco, which really was the thing that started me thinking about this drink, was just having their toddy and thinking, like, this tastes exactly like blueberries and chocolate.
It's just gorgeous.
It's crazy.
Beautiful.
What can I do with that? And to that, we add a little puntemes with chiltepín peppers. So that's just a really slow burn in the back, but it's not overwhelmingly spicy.
Firing on all cylinders. Luke Animal from Wilco, best of luck to you next week.
Thank you so much.
If you're bringing this out for the party, I can guarantee you're going to do very, very well.
Appreciate it.
Anyway,
always
so
a pleasure.
It's time to give away a gift card. So we want to give away a Blanco gift certificate for one of our listeners that think they might know the answer to our trivia question. And a little bird told me, Liz Stern, that we actually have a couple of tickets for the Salsa and Tequila Challenge to give away.
It may have been a tequila mockingbird. It was true. He did bring it your way.
So what's a fun question to ask our listeners, do you think, that something to do with salsa or tequila or the event or soca or...
How about...
Something fun.
Who had... Let's not even put the first place. Just who was one of the People's Choice Award winners last year for either salsa or tequila? How about that?
Okay, great. That's a great question. Okay, so who was one of the People's Choice winners last year for either the tequila or the salsa? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-5678. That's 880-KNST for a chance to win a Blanco gift card and two tickets to the Salsa and Tequila Challenge. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Blanco Tacos and Tequila on the northwest corner of Skyline and Campbell in La Encantada. Here with my celebrity co-host, Liz Stern from Soca.
Hola, hola.
We have covered some great terrain.
We have. I'm so impressed. And I'm so excited to see.
These are serious potential winners here.
I know.
And speaking of winners, that's our trivia question right now. If you think you know the answer to the question, who was one of the People's Choice winners last year for either the salsa category or the tequila cocktail category? 880-5678 880-KNST for a chance to win a Blanco gift card and two tickets to the Salsa and Tequila Challenge. There's a caller on line one. Her name is Joanne. We're going to see if Joanne knows the answer. Hey, Joanne, how are you?
El Cisne for the Salsa.
Okay, so the caller says
Hello?
El Cisne for the Salsa.
Hello?
Yeah, are you? I can hear you. So did El Cisne win the People's Choice?
I have to disagree. There was no El Cisne for People's Choice. They won the judges.
Oh, they won the judges competition. Yeah, not the People's Choice. Anyway, that opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a Blanco gift card. Kat back at the studio is going to let me know when we've got another caller on the line. Again, it's a People's Choice Award from last year. What's that? Oh, you're going to give away a gift card, too? Oh, okay. I love the spontaneity. Maria Amazon from Boca, she's going to throw in a gift card as well to the winner. 880-KNST, 880-5678. Am I eligible to win this?
I think we should give it to one of the callers. I mean, it's a great opportunity.
Okay. Again, who was one of the winners in the People's Choice competition at the Salsa and Tequila Challenge last year, sponsored by Soca? And it is in either the salsa competition or the tequila competition, 880-KNST, 880-5678.
Which is, People's Choice is another great component to this event. The opportunity for people to go around, vote for their favorites. Their vote really does count. And I think that there's a lot of restaurants that value the People's Choice Award just as much as the Judges Award.
Absolutely. You know, I've been a person at an event. I've also been a judge at an event. And it's just so fun to see the differences.
Definitely.
You know, and sometimes the similarities between the professional judges and the professional tasters like we are. I will ask Kat or Chris back in the studio when we have a caller. Please let me know, 880-5678, 880-KNST. Now, well, Liz Stern, when you're not working at Soca or planning these kind of events, what kind of restaurants are you frequenting these days? What is stirring your interest?
What's stirring our interest lately? You know, I do have to say I'm obsessed with the French toast at Prep and Pastry
with
the berry compote. I have dreams about it. It's amazing. very, very good. Another favorite restaurant of ours. I'm a classic pizza girl, so I love, Scordato's Pizzeria. We like Riley's a lot.
But we're always up to trying new things. I haven't tried Pizzeria Bianco, but I'm excited that it's here. I'm willing to wait the 2 hours, maybe on my off nights, whenever that is.
Wear some comfortable shoes.
Wear some comfortable shoes. Bring a sleeping bag. You just never know how long the wait might be.
Yeah, they got a pretty good write-up in the Thursday Arizona Daily Star.
I bet that they did.
Our good friend Kristen Cook thought it was pretty good. All right, so Nathan is on line one now, and Nathan thinks he knows the answer to the question. Quickly, Nathan, what's the answer? Yeah, Nathan, what's the answer? Hey, Chris, she can't hear. Nathan can't hear me.
I can hear you now.
Okay, Nathan, what's the answer?
Brush Fire Barbecue for the tequila.
Winner.
All right, now get, if you can get rid of my delay, I'll be happier. Okay, so Nathan, congratulations. You got a Brush Fire Barbecue.
Thank
did
you so
walk
much.
Away with what? With Liz? What did they get?
They ran away with best tequila-based drink with their whiteout.
Beautiful.
I know. It was delicious.
Okay, so, Nathan, anyway, thanks so much for listening, and thanks so much for calling in. I want you to stay on the line because our good friends back at KNST, they're going to get all your information, and we're going to mail you a Blanco gift card. We're going to mail you a Boca gift card. We're going to mail you 2 tickets to the Salsa and Tequila Challenge, and I know you are going to have a spectacular time, Nathan. Thank you so much. So, anyway, you know, took a couple of callers, but, you know, Nathan nailed it.
We got it.
All right. So, again, we've got about 2 more minutes remaining in our broadcast. And let me just say to our returning guest, Maria from Boca, thank you for everything you do in this community. Thank you for spontaneously giving of yourself and of your majesty and sharing that with all of Southern Arizona. Again, Blanco, or Boca right there on the address again, so we all know.
828 East Speedway.
828 East Speedway. So this Nathan is a lucky guy, Liz.
He really, really is. And again, just Salsa Tequila Challenge. We're so excited to have people like Boca, like Blanco on board to participate. And we couldn't be more grateful. This event would not happen if it weren't for the outgoing community based restaurants that we have here in Tucson that participate.
Beautiful. So we got some killer salsa, we got some killer tequila, we got live music, we got entertainment, we got pinatas, we got all of the great mixologists in town, we got some of the most thoughtful and innovative chefs in town, all under one, well, not one roof, all under one sky in one of the most spectacular intersections in all of Southern Arizona. Again, how can people get tickets to this really unique event?
The best way would be to our website, www.saca.org. Go ahead and go on there. Click on our events, Salsa Tequila. You can order your tickets right online. They're emailed to you. Super easy. Print them at home. Come to the event. Enjoy your night.
That sounds like so much fun. Anyway, Liz Stern with Saca Development Director, thanks so much for everything you do.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to Saca for your leadership in this community and for celebrating what's right about Southern Arizona. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks also to Brian Lapham from Blanco Tacos and Tequila, Maria Maison from Boca, George Ferranti from El Cisne, and Luke Annable from Wilco, all serving you next Saturday, August the 16th at La Encantada. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Liz Stern reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.